what the fuck with dishes all day long. Sparkle, 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 sparkle with dishes all day long.
Let your dishes sparkle with Boom Sparkle Plus dishwashing liquid. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. Take a look at stories making headlines. UPND media director wants voting out party in 2026 could jeopardize free education and peace. DMMU evacuates 54 flood victims in Lumezi district. Russia accuses Ukraine of killing 27 people in New Year attack in occupied Kherson.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the main news in detail, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The United Party for National Development, UPND media director, Marcus Simoe, has urged the Zambians not to vote out the ruling party in the 2026 general elections, warning that doing so could jeopardize key social and economic gains. Mr. Simoe says that the change of government could mean the loss of free education, the Constituency Development Fund, and the prevailing peace that the country is currently enjoying. He argues that these initiatives are central to improving the lives of ordinary citizens and should be protected. He notes that free education has enabled many children from vulnerable backgrounds to access schooling, while the Constituency Development Fund has empowered communities to implement local development projects and address pressing needs at grassroots levels. Mr. Simoe further states that peace and stability are critical for national development, adding that the UPND administration has worked to maintain a conducive environment for economic growth and social cohesion. The UPND media director sends a call on our citizens to carefully consider the implications of their vote in 2026 and support policies that promote continuity, development and national unity.
The UPND is a party of choice. Removing UPND from government is removing social cash transfer. Removing UPND from government is removing cash for work. Removing UPND government means bringing an end to CDF and taking it back if possible to 1.6 million and mismanaging the local government. Removing UPND means closing down media houses again, because we promised the people of Zambia that we shall ensure that media houses are not closed for doing their job, for doing their job professionally. I should indicate that removing UPND means stopping to recruit health workers in thousands on an annual basis. Removing UPND, you are basically taking away education from a child who is poor, who received free education. Keeping UPND means keeping free education, keeping social cash transfer, keeping recruitments on an annual basis.
Governance activist Wesley Miand has called on political parties in the country to put national interest above personal and partisan gain. Mr. Miand says selfish politics threaten democracy and sustainable development. Mr. Miand says that political players should always remember that leadership is a public trust, not an avenue for individual enrichment or narrow political advantage. He noted that when political decisions are driven by personal gain, citizens are often left to suffer the consequences through poor service delivery and weak institutions. Mr. Miand observed that Zambia's democratic gains can only be protected if political parties commit themselves to issue-based politics anchored on the needs of the people.
This is weakening the opposition, and at the end of the day, actually people may actually put a blame on the current, you know, UPND leadership, that maybe they are trying to do some maneuvers where they need to maybe remain as a one political party, which is not the case. So the whole issue lies in the hands of all opposition political leaders to see how best they can unite, how they can remain formidable in readiness for the general elections 2026.
The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, has successfully evacuated 54 flood victims from the Kamwala area of of Lomese district in Eastern Province following a flooding of the Lundazi River that occurred 5 days ago. DMMU Senior Communications Officer Matthew Zemusukwa from the Office of the Vice President says that the victims had been stranded on the other side of the river where they were engaged in agricultural activities and could not return to their homes due to high water levels. Mr. Musoka says that the evacuation was carried out with the support of the Zambia Air Force, whose aircraft made four trips to safely transport the affected people and their belongings to Chiweza area in Kazembe Ward. Meanwhile, the flood victims have left 127 household homeless after their houses collapsed due to heavy rainfall. The displaced families are currently sheltering at Kazembe Primary School, where DMMU, working with cooperating partners, is providing food and non-food relief. Other affected families in villages including Chimalilo, Saili, and Wadola are being accommodated in temporary shelters within their communities. He says that the DMMU has since begun distributing relief supplies such as food, essential non-food items. Additionally, a local businessman from Lundazi, Mr. Aibo, has donated 100 bags of 25 kilogram millimeal to assist the victims. Preliminary assessments indicate that the flooding originated upstream in Lundazi district, where critical infrastructure has been damaged. Downstream, the floods have caused the collapse of houses, destruction of crops, and severe siltation, leaving farmlands buried under sand. The Zambia Contractors Advisory Center, ZICAC, Executive Director Mwamban Sofwa has revealed that the performance of the local contractor sector was pegged at 9% in 2025, reflecting steady progress despite prevailing economic and operational challenges. Mr. Sofwa says that the performance rating is based on key indicators such as project delivery, compliance with regulatory frameworks, capacity growth among local contractors, and participation in both public and private sector projects. He notes that the sector has shown resilience, particularly in infrastructure development, housing, and road constructions, where local firms are increasingly taking the lead. He attributed the moderate but encouraging performance to government policy interventions aimed at empowering local contractors, improved access to information, and enhanced collaboration between contractors and regulatory institutions. Ms. Tansofa, however, stated that constraints such as limited access to affordable financing, delayed payments, and rising cost of construction materials continue to affect other sectors' full potential. He further emphasized the need for sustained support to push the sector's performance beyond current levels. AIC called for timely disbursement of funds for completed projects, increased capacity building programs, and the strengthening of local content policies to ensure Zambian contractors are prioritized in major national projects.
Yeah, it's because of the interactions that we have been having with them, and that relationship that has been also enhanced between contractors to contractors, because there are certain situations whereby one contractor can have an equipment to perform a certain task, and that very contractor with the equipment, he may not have the job at that particular time. And here is another contractor who has been given to do a service that requires that equipment. So we have always been encouraging them all to make sure that they support each other in one way or the other. Yeah, and there has been also a lot of sensitization on the issue of quoting. Other contractors, they don't know how to do the quoting.
The Road Development Agency, RD, has called for enhanced collaboration with the Zambia National Service ZNS in road maintenance works across the country, citing the need for swift and efficient responses to infrastructure challenges. RDA Board Chairperson Eugene Azale has raised the as president is rather for its rapid intervention at the Kakumba stream along the Great East Road, where an acro bridge was quickly installed following damage to crossing. Mr. Hazard describes the response as timely and commendable, noting that it helped to restore traffic flow and minimize disruption to road users. He says that the partnership between RID and ZNS demonstrates the value of coordinated efforts among public institutions, particularly during emergencies that threaten key transport corridors. Mr. Hazard regards that strengthening the collaboration would significantly improve road maintenance, and especially in remote and high-risk areas prone to washaways during the rain season.
They were very swift reacting to that problem, and their effort has been tremendous. So we appreciate the cooperation we're getting.